Jeremy Lonergan is the CEO of the NBL competition. And Jeremy, good morning to you. What a clash it's going to be, Perth and Adelaide.
Yeah, it's rivalry round and heritage round and rivalry round, and this is about the biggest rivalry in the league. So Perth haven't played at home because of the Hopman Cup for about 5 weeks, and they were impressive last week winning in Sydney and Brisbane. But the Wildcats have their new import Bryce Cotton. He looks good, and this will be his first time home with his new club. Having said that, though, Adelaide have beaten Perth twice already and only lost by only three the last time they played in Perth, so they know how to win over there. This will also be the 400th game for their head coach, Joey Wright, which is he's just the seventh man to achieve that milestone, so Adelaide have a bit of extra incentive. And look, I think Perth will be very happy to be home, and they might have a little bit extra in the tank because Adelaide plays Thursday night at home in what's tipped to be very, very hot conditions tonight against Melbourne United. So that's going to be a tough game for them. So I'm tipping the Wildcats in an absolute thriller in what will be the match of the round, I think.
$1.67 Perth and Adelaide $2.20 for that game. And, New Zealand and Sydney 11-11 now. They're just slight outsiders for this one, taking on the Breakers, who are 8-12, $1.85. The home side, $1.95, the Kings.
Yeah, look, it's two teams that were going so well earlier in the season, and they've both been cruelly struck down by injuries. The Breakers were in the grand final last year, and they're currently on the bottom of the ladder. And it's never happened before that the grand final team has finished on the bottom of the ladder, so let's wait and see whether or not that pans out. But the Kings have had a massive blow with Brad Newley out with a hamstring injury. He's in potential MVP form this season, so that's a massive blow for them. The Breakers have brought in their new import, Kevin Dillard, last week, and he actually met his teammates on the day of his first game with the team last week, and he still had a pretty good game with 18 points against the best team in the competition, the 36ers. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes with the week of training under his belt and learning some of those offensive plays. I actually think the Breakers might win this one at home.
Okay. Mm. There's that game tonight too, Adelaide and Melbourne, $1.65 and Melbourne $2.25. So where's your thoughts there, Jeremy?
This is an interesting one. The 36ers have won 10 of their last 11 games, and their only loss was, in fact, a thrashing by Melbourne on New Year's Day. We've got the two leading scorers in the competition going head-to-head with Casper Ware and Jerome Randall, and they had such a great battle in Melbourne a fortnight ago. The big question mark, though, is injury concerns at Melbourne United. Chris Goulding sat out the second half of last week's game. The club have been very tight-lipped, but I understand he probably won't play tonight. And then there's also some whispers around the fitness of Todd Blanchfield and Ramon Moore. As I said, it's going to be a blistering hot night there tonight, and they're going to need absolutely every player that they've got on the court playing minutes if they're just going to get through the game. The 36ers played twice last round, and they scored 117 against the Hawks and 113 in New Zealand, so they're firing on all cylinders. I think it's very hard to tip against Adelaide in front of a sold-out arena.
And just another one before we let you go, Jeremy. Illawarra and Brisbane. Illawarra turned it around a little bit last weekend.
Yeah, look, they have. They're looking pretty good. And Rodney Clark had another 25 points last week against Melbourne. He played well twice against Brisbane already. So he'll be the key man that the Bullets are trying to shut down. The Bullets are struggling after losing Cam Bairstow, but they do have their new import, Jeremy Kendall, into the lineup for his first game. He comes with a big rep, so it'll all depend on how he settles in. I know a lot of people are tipping Illawarra as an outsider for the championship, but I'm going to tip the Brisbane Bullets in a remarkable upset in this one because of the introduction of Jeremy Kendall into the lineup.
$2.75 Brisbane, $1.45 Adelaide. Illawarra.
Yeah. $2.75 Brisbane. Okay. Jeremy, I know you've got a meeting to go into, mate. We appreciate your time. Leave us what you think is your best bet. Is it Brisbane at those odds?
Well, I think that's an outside chance, but it's a good bet at $2.75, I think.
Yep.
Look, I think the best bet, probably Perth against Adelaide 36ers, even though it's short odds. I thought those were very long odds, actually, for Adelaide. Maybe it's the other way around because it is going to be an absolute coin.
Oh, hang on. You can't be swaying, Jeremy. You can't be swaying.
Yeah. No, I think Perth will get over the line, though.
Righto. Well, you can check it all out by going to nbl.com.au. You'll be able to watch it all over the weekend. It's great viewing and lots of people are tuning in. So nbl.com.au. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you. Jeremy Lonergan there from NBL.